Hello, and welcome to Maximize Your Strengths with certified strengths coach, Alyssa Dare Nelson. In this culture focused on weakness fixing, Strengths Finder 2.0 is the answer to explosive business growth and strong relationships. It's time to maximize your strengths.
Hello, you're listening to episode 117 of Maximize Your Strengths. I'm your host, Alyssa Dare Nelson. This podcast is here to help you uncover, celebrate, and truly maximize your strengths, your personal superpowers. If you're like me, you depend on other professionals to help you run your business. Isn't that what I preach week in, week out, right? Do what you're great at, focus on your strengths, and delegate out and have people support you in the areas you're not particularly strong or skilled. One of those people for me is Marilee Horton. Marilee is my very proficient and patient bookkeeper. Marilee had worked for 15 years as an accountant. Then in 2011, she started Rescue Me Bookkeeping. Marilee is a certified Intuit Pro Advisor specializing in QuickBooks Online. She serves a variety of micro to small businesses and has a proven track record of getting books done accurately. She doesn't just go through the motions of bookkeeping. She ensures your books are accurate, complete, and ready for your CPA at tax time. So that's the official intro. And let me just tell you from a personal standpoint, she is not only all of that, she is so patient. She is so focused on walking business owners through, you know, what you need to do in order to really work as a team on your bookkeeping. She's willing to do all of the things, and she's willing to let you do some of the things if you want to too, which has been so helpful for me because I really wanted to understand my books, not just get rid of them. In fact, that's what we kind of tried to do in the first place with our relationship. I was like, you just do it all. And then what I discovered was that it actually helped keep me accountable when I take on some of the responsibility. And she has been just awesome at being willing to kind of flex back and forth and really specialize her services for what I needed for my business. It has been so great to be able to hand things over to her, know that there is no judgment, know that there's patience. She's willing to explain things three or four times sometimes and just have sort of a true partner in crime when it comes to my books. This year, for the very first year, I will have my books ready for my tax accountant as of January 10th. That's crazy. That's crazy. And so I have Marilee really to thank for that, for her patient guidance through that process. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Marilee. Marilee, you know how much I totally adore you and respect you and cherish you as a part of my team. Thank you for taking time out of your busy bookkeeping schedule to share all sorts of gems with the Maximize Your Strengths listeners. Thank you for being here. This is going to be a fun conversation. And whoever thought fun and bookkeeping would come in the same sentence, but here we are.
You're right. No one. And thank you for having me. This is just a real pleasure.
Oh, well, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, you know, you have been my rock through all of this bookkeeping stuff. Books have never been my favorite thing. I like dollars. I like money, but organizing it and you know, trying to be my own expert on QuickBooks or FreshBooks or whatever bookkeeping source that you use. Some people are still using, you know, Excel spreadsheets and pencil and paper, and that's totally fine too. But I just couldn't manage it all. I couldn't make it all make sense. And therefore, I was so far behind. And the stress every time I thought about bookkeeping was really, quite frankly, overwhelming. And so when you and I first met, it's been a year and a half, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been about that.
Yeah. You know, you took lots of extra time to kind of teach me, you know, the ins and outs of what was going on there. And that was on my request. I said, you know, I really want to know, I don't need to be the expert, but I want to know what's going on here so that I can take responsibility for what's on the books. And so you took a lot of extra time with me and almost instantaneously, I sort of ghosted you, didn't I? Is that normal? Does that happen with some of your clients?
It does. It's more normal than you would think.
So, and then there was, it was funny because then there was guilt on top of guilt, with that. You guys, like, can you imagine? I'm really kind of a hot mess sometimes when it comes to this stuff. I'm a slow learner. I was willing to delegate it almost instantaneously. And then I kind of freaked out and went, oh my gosh, I can't keep up. But Marilee, you were patient with me and welcoming and just compassionate as can be to get me back in the game of things. And so we went for about 6 months where I sort of ghosted you out, and then we got back working together again. And now it's November and my books are current, you guys, current, like current. Completely 100% balanced and current. And that is amazing. And, you know, so Marilee, when I asked you to come onto the podcast to share about your area of expertise, and I asked you to take the StrengthsFinder, and then we got your results, and I was like, well, this totally makes sense. And I think I shared with you, I love you even more now. So you really are sort of the perfect bookkeeper, even as far as your strengths go. So Marilee, can you share with us what your top five themes are?
Sure. My top five are harmony, and that one plays out in that I easily relate to people. People often tell me that I have a calming effect on them. My husband may not agree, but my clients do. Mm-hmm. Consistency, and I think that comes in. I'm all about rules and policies and procedures. And then responsibility is the third one. I have very strong ethics. It's important to me that I'm dependable. It's really important to me that I follow through on my commitments. And then fourth is developer. With that one, I guess I would say that I really enjoy training new clients to help them, you know, understand what part of their QuickBooks they're going to do, and that will help them succeed in their business. And then my fifth, is connectedness.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting as I saw the developer, I went, oh, that compassion and that, hey, Alyssa, you got this. And the encouraging emails that you would send as we were getting things all sorted out. Cause we had to unravel the books that I had tried to do in that 6 months that I ghosted Marilee. we had to unravel all that stuff and then redo it. And it was really, you know, sort of disheartening to me that I'd screwed up so badly with them. I was kicking myself for not keeping in touch and keeping up to date with Marilee. And so that she was kind of saddled with doing this extra work. But all along the way, she's like, you got this. And oh my gosh, you know, celebrating those small wins. And developers all about, you know, noticing those improvements in others and celebrating those small wins. And the comfort and the encouragement I felt in that process was so important to me being able to continue on that path and not giving up. And then knowing, Marilee, that at every moment you had my back, that responsibility of, you know what, Alyssa, I committed to help you doing this and I'm here and I will follow through and we got this, right? And then, you know, consistency. I think consistency is just a beautiful theme for any bookkeeper because it is about the rules and the daily, you know, pattern of, or monthly pattern, right? For getting your books and keeping them up to date. And the cool thing is that with accounting, really, if you do the same thing over and over again, you have the same process, that's where that efficiency comes. And so what I can do with my books in like 10 hours, Marilee can do in an hour or 2 hours because she has the consistent processes to do things well every single time and not miss things. And I love that. I love all of these things about you, Marilee, so much.
Thank you.
So, you know, did these things, these tendencies lead you into bookkeeping, or how did you get into doing what you do? What drew you there?
That's a good story. So, or a good question, I should say. I am, so my background, I spent about a dozen years in retail and mortgage banking. And then I went back to school and got my accounting degree, and I spent about 12 years in various accounting positions. And then I just finally got to that point in my life where I wanted to do something different. I didn't want the 8 to 5 or, you know, the 7 to 6 job that it usually turns into being. And I thought, okay, how can I take all of this accounting experience and go into business for myself? And my husband was already self-employed, and I was helping him with his QuickBooks. And I think, like so many small business owners, he was brilliant at his business, but he just hated the bookkeeping side of it and always got behind on it. And I thought, okay, surely he can't be the only person who's self-employed who's in that situation. So I started doing my research, and I found out that through Intuit, which is the parent company for QuickBooks, they have this Pro Advisor program. And so you can go through this self-training, self-paced training, I should say, and you pass a series of quizzes and exams. And at the end of it, you become certified in the QuickBooks software. So I went through that certification, and I realized, you know what, I kind of like this, and I could see myself doing this for other people. And so then I just started finding clients, and it was sort of one of those, I really wasn't sure where it was going to take me. But as time went on, as then I started finding some clients and really, you know, got into the QuickBooks software, I found I loved it. I love bookkeeping. I love the detail of it. Like you're saying, I love championing my clients to help them succeed. I love the flexibility of owning my own business. It all was just a perfect fit for me. And so, you know, thanks to Intuit, I'm able to do this because then I've got that support network too, because I'm one person, right? I can't know everything. And so I feel like that's sort of my safety net. Then I've got, you know, I've got people. Yeah. I have resources. So when I have questions, I've got somewhere to go so that I can make sure that I'm really providing the best service possible to my clients.
Yeah. You know, and just like executive assistants, bookkeeping is now something that you can do virtually. And so I think a lot of people still feel like, well, if I have a bookkeeper, it has to be somebody that can come into my office or into my home to kind of look. And there's two different types of QuickBooks. So I just want to just take a moment to do a little bit of sort of education for people. There's QuickBooks Online, which is a cloud-based program. And then there's QuickBooks for desktop, which I just learned how much different they are, because I'd never had the desktop version. I remember, Mary Lee, when you and I got started together, we had talked about which version that I wanted. And I was like, well, I don't know. Online seems like it would be a logical solution. But I was working with another client of mine this last week who has the desktop version, and he's been banging his head up against a wall because it's really challenging. And now he has to find, at least this was the conversation, he has to find a local bookkeeper because he's got the desktop version. And I was like, well, really? Is that really true? Is that our only option? And, you know, let's look outside the box. And, you know, so the conversion then to the online, which looks different. And Marilee, maybe you can share a little bit more about that, although, maybe it's enough for people to know just that it's different. But Marilee and I live in the same metro area. And Marilee, the last time I got to hug your face, I don't remember even. It's probably been probably about a year since I actually saw you in person, even though we live in the same metro area, because we do everything online. And it's protected and it's encrypted and all of that other good stuff. So I feel totally safe doing it there. And now I just upload my statements and Marilee takes care of all the rest, which is such a beautiful thing. So, you know, if you're thinking about hiring a bookkeeper, remember that it does not have to be somebody that's in the same town as you. And certainly, I'm sure you have bookkeepers in your town, in your city, that are really talented and good at what they do. However, you can also find someone online that fits you, that has maybe the strengths that complement you. You guys, you've heard me share on multiple occasions that consistency is my number 34 of 34 strengths. And so to have somebody that has that in their top 5 is a beautiful compliment to what I need. So, you know, while we don't encourage you to use StrengthsFinder to hire, certainly you can hire for skill. And I knew Marilee was skilled. And like I said, I just found out what her top five were, right? But you can use the StrengthsFinder then to back that up and go, okay, now how will we best work together? And Marilee, I'm kind of kicking myself. Why didn't we do this prior to now? Because it's just, this makes so much more sense. So find a bookkeeper that resonates with you. Hire him or her for their skill first, and then go ahead and say, "Hey, have you taken the StrengthsFinder?" And if you contact Marilee and hire her, you don't even have to ask because now you know what her top five are. But because you want to make sure that you're going to work in synergy with that person and that they're going to support you in the areas that maybe you have non-strengths. So it's okay to use the StrengthsFinder that way. Don't use it purely on StrengthsFinder alone. Make sure you're looking at other areas too. Marilee, I love your background. That's one of the things that gave you credibility to me, is knowing that this wasn't your first rodeo, that this wasn't your first time around. And one of the things that was powerful for me and convincing for me is that you've been doing your husband's books and you guys weren't divorced. So because it can be such a stressful thing. And I was like, well, if she can make that work and, she handles that part of it, then, and she's been doing this for a really long time, I can trust her to help me through this process too. So Marilee, when someone is looking to hire a bookkeeper for the first time, or if they're looking to switch bookkeepers, what's the process that they should go through? How should they vet? And I kind of gave my own strengths view on how they might look at that. But, what are the skills, or what is the background, or, how do people choose a great bookkeeper for them?
Yeah, that's another good question. What I typically do is I start out with like just a 15 or 20 minute phone conversation with them to get just a top level understanding of, what is their business and what are their bookkeeping needs? Because what I see is that with every business owner, it's different. Mm-hmm. And then I have a chance to share a little bit about my background and how I work. And then we just kind of come together and figure out, okay, are we going to be a good fit? And in that conversation, you kind of start to get at least a small feel for, personalities and things like that, whether you think that you might be able to work well with the person. And if during that conversation we feel like it's worth exploring, then, either if we have time, we'll go on and continue the conversation and actually kind of get the ball rolling or set up another appointment. But I think it's really important just to think about what do you need? Because, some people want to do none of their bookkeeping. They just want to hand it all over to me. I literally have some clients that I've never met that, we were connected through mutual acquaintances. They live out of state. They don't even look at their QuickBooks. They just hand everything over to me. I do it all for them. If they have questions, I'm here for them. All the way to people that want to do most of it themselves. And then once a month or once a quarter, they just have mm-hmm. me take a look over things and make sure that they're doing it correctly and go in and make, any corrections that need to be made and that sort of thing, or anywhere in between. And so I think it's really important, and this feeds right into the whole strengths thing. I think it's really important to look at what are your strengths? Are you good at the detail work, at keeping on top of things? Because with your bookkeeping, the more you can stay on top of it, the less stress you're going to have.
Yeah.
And the more you can use that information to help you make sound business decisions. And so be honest with yourself. Are you that person? Are you going to keep up with it? Do you understand how to do it? Are you going to be able to do it correctly? And the other thing is that how your time is best spent? For most of my clients, it's the bookkeeping pays for itself. The small amount that they end up paying me to do their books for them, mm-hmm. if they're spending that time that they would have been spending doing their own books out developing their business and growing their business, they can make far more money with that, how they spend that time than what they're paying me. So it's kind of a two-sided decision, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And this is something that I preach long and hard about when it comes to delegating is, yes, it is quote unquote an expense, but it's only an expense insofar as you're doing something productive with the time that you're freeing up by allowing someone else to do your work. And it's been an interesting process for me because while I fully, wholeheartedly believe in delegation, what I knew for me, Marilee, and you and I have had lots of conversations about this, is that there, I often say I spend like a Democrat, and that's like, that's not a political jab, but like I often spend knowing that the futuristic, right, that the future result of that spending will pay back. And so it's really easy for me to throw something on a credit card and go, and I know that this investment will pay itself off in the future. But taking some of the control of my books has done for me is it's allowed me the space to see the numbers in live time, to take more responsibility. And so while I could be making more money, seeing more clients in the couple of hours, and let's be real, it's probably about an hour a week all told that I spend, you know, uploading receipts and things like that. I get to see that in real time. And so, you know, that's another piece of the equation that I want people to look at is it important for you to see that? And, you know, could you get that in just reviewing your P&L at the end of the month? Is that enough? Or do you need to have a little bit more hands on it? At least initially, to kind of understand that process. And Marilee, that's one of the areas that I have really appreciated your sort of patience and guidance through, because initially I wanted to offload all of it. And then what I did was I kind of took back some of the reins and said, you know what, I think I need to do some of this for my own sanity, so that, because in offloading it, I was also choosing to not look at it. And so I think that's an important aspect too. When you're delegating things, is it because you're choosing to not look at it, or is it because you're going to process it in a different way, you know, taking an hour at the end of the month to really review and analyze the P&L sheet and some of the other reports that you can pull as a result of having books that are up to date. So it's been an interesting process, at least for me, and what I'm sort of ready for, kind of going back and forth. And what I love about you, Marilee, is that you are willing to be flexible with, again, my needs and the space I was in and what I was ready for with regards to bookkeeping. Because you're right, it really is very individual. What do you need? And I sure hope to get to the point where I can say, okay, Marilee, you know, I'm reviewing my P&L at the end of each month, and that's totally great. Here's all of it. And to not log in to QuickBooks anymore. but right now, it's part of what I need as a part of my growth process in my business to make sure that, you know, revenues are going up and expenses are maintaining, you know, control and some of those things. So do you have clients that are like, am I a unicorn? Or, you know, is that normal for people to kind of wax and wane on how much they ask you to do?
Yeah, you know, it is. And, you know, when I think about, like, for you and I, it kind of took us a little while to figure out what was the right formula for you. And I love that. I love working through that with clients, because some people know right from the beginning. You know, I sit down with them and I'm kind of astonished, because they kind of run the meeting, right? They're like, here's what I want, and here's what you're going to do, and here's what I'm going to do. And I'm like, okay. And I just go with it. And then other people, we need to work together for a little while, because they're not really certain how much involvement they want to have. And it does flex over time. And that's one of the things I love, because everybody is different. And so I'm privileged that I kind of get to go on that journey with them. And sometimes what happens is, in cases like yours, you ended up taking more of it back, because that is what fit you better and what is helping you, which is awesome. And then I have other clients that have me start out doing a little bit, and then as we go along, they hand more and more over to me. And so it really can go either way. I see a little bit of everything. And no, you're not a unicorn, because I do see that with other people too. I honestly can't say that there is kind of a par for the course. It's all over the board.
Very cool. And I'm going to bring it back to strengths just for a moment here, because I think my process that I've been through with you also makes a lot of sense with regards to my strengths. And as you're listening to this episode, I want you to take a look at your own strength themes too, because this will help you to understand not only how you're sort of compelled to respond or act when it comes to delegating certain things like bookkeeping. But when I first met Marilee and I first hired Marilee, you guys know I have Activator, right? So my Activator was like, here you go. This is it. Have it, right? And so that's what Activator does, is it gets up, it gets an idea, and it moves on that idea. And then, you know, the positivity was like, well, you know, I want to know what's going on here, and da, 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 and also strategic. So positivity, strategic. Like, maybe I need to pull back a little bit so that I can have a more positive view on my books and really have a better understanding. And I didn't necessarily know what I needed until I got into action. The Activators learn by doing, right? And that it didn't feel good, right? There was a sort of a lack of positivity in going through that process and feeling like I was almost too out of touch, right? And so then I pulled that back, and it has been finding that perfect. And you guys know I hate the word balance, but that perfect balance for me of being able to delegate and knowing that the books are done correctly, which is so important. And, you know, knowing that that I have a hand in that, and that I'm taking responsibility for the finances of my business as well. So, you know, as you're looking to delegate important tasks, and I would encourage you, if you have not hired a bookkeeper, hire one, please, even if it's to just double check your work at the end of each month, or to keep you accountable to staying current on your books, please hire a bookkeeper. Maybe you have analytical and you have consistency and you have responsibility. You have all these great themes that make you really capable of doing a great job with your accounting practices and your bookkeeping. It's still fantastic to have a second eye on the pulse of your books. So even if it's somebody you hire once a month for an hour, or once a quarter for 3 hours to just review everything, that second pair of eyes on your books is so vital, because God forbid you get audited, you guys. It has to be done right, or you're going to get pinged. So I'll hop off my soapbox on why I think it's important to have a bookkeeper. But, you know, Marilee, do you find people come to you after being audited and they go, oh, I guess I shoulda?
Not necessarily. I mean, I do have some clients that have been through audits, and so they are far more diligent than a lot of my other clients, because they understand the importance of it all. And I will say too, that, you know, I've been doing this for almost 7 years now, and I have only come across one set of books, you know, with a new client that didn't need any corrections or adjustments made, because she had been working with another bookkeeper that was doing an outstanding job. Otherwise, I can't. That's the only situation I can think of in 7 years. Anyone else who has come to me has always needed some kind of corrections. There's just a lot of things that people don't understand about accounting and record things. And especially if you're choosing to use a software like QuickBooks, I'm kind of, my bent today is kind of towards QuickBooks, because that's what I use for all of my clients. I know there's other good softwares out there. Like you said, some people are still using Excel, and that's great too. But I think too, if you are choosing to use an accounting software, you know, at least, at the very least, get some help setting it up in the beginning, so you know it's set up correctly, because that's going to go a long way towards, you know, making your life easier just in entering things and then having things correct. But also then getting a little bit of training in how to use the software, because it's, from what I've seen, most software isn't really user friendly until you understand a little bit about what you're doing. And so for some people, and because, you know, and one piece that we haven't really talked about today is budget. And I understand that that's part of it. And especially for new people starting out, like, they maybe don't have the money to hire a bookkeeper, which I totally understand. I think it's still a good investment up front to get some help in setting it up. and training you how to use it, because then at least you know what you're doing. They can help you get that system in place, you know, that you can keep up with it on a regular basis. And then maybe they only check it over for you a few times a year so that they know going into tax season that it's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, budget is a whole nother episode, right? Because that's another challenging one for entrepreneurs. So not that long ago, I had Christy Wright on from, she's a Dave Ramsey expert and has written a book called Business Boutique. And, you know, so she talks about budgeting for entrepreneurs. And so if you want to listen back to that episode, we'll put the link to that one in the show notes of this podcast, and you can definitely grab that book. There's a lot of really good sources out there, resources out there for budgeting for entrepreneurs when you have an unstable income, right? But it's hard to do, and it takes diligence and it takes discipline, but also really important when you know what your books look like at the end of the month. Now you can go, okay, now next month, you know, with this revenue that we had this month and what we have coming in, this is what we can spend. But boy, does it take discipline. So I appreciate, Marilee, that you brought that piece up about budgeting, because it is an important component. So, well, boy, I feel like we've gone through a lot of the things to help people understand the importance of a bookkeeper, to understand, you know, that you need a bookkeeper that will sort of be able to move and morph with what you need, and that, you know, you can honor your own strengths and your own superpowers in delegating things like that, and knowing what your process will look like and what you need and what to ask for. And certainly I would love for them to reach out to you, Marilee, if they have any questions. And I know that you've certainly offered this to my clients in the past, just to, hey, we can have an email conversation or a quick phone conversation if you have some quick questions. So I want to make sure people know where to find you. So what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You know, probably the easiest thing is to go to my website, which is just www.rescuemebookkeeping.com, and you can contact me through my website. Excellent. And then I try to respond within 24 hours, particularly when I see a new request coming in from my website.
Excellent. Excellent. And remember, guys, bookkeeping has two K's. RescueMeBookkeeping.com. So I'm presuming you're going to have an influx of people coming after you. You guys, don't steal her away from me completely, but use her because she's amazing. And as you heard from her strengths, I cherish you, Marilee. I'm so grateful that I found you and that you've been willing to grow with me through this whole bookkeeping process. It has been a joy to not only be on the same team with you, but also grow in our friendship. And I really appreciate that aspect to our relationship too. So thank you for being willing to come on and to share your expertise with the Maximize Your Strengths audience. I cannot say enough how much I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. And I really appreciate being on here today, but I appreciate you and I love you. And I really enjoy working with you. You, despite what you think, you've been an excellent client. You are an excellent client. So,
well, thank you. And I hope to even be better as we continue to keep up with my books on a month to month basis. Every month I do a little cheer like, yes, I did it. I'm still up to date. So it's a good process, and one that I now can sort of take some pride in. Awesome. So thanks again, Marilee. I will chat with you soon. Again, you guys, find her at rescuemebookkeeping.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I hope you enjoyed our conversation as much as I did. It is getting to the end of the year, so if you are that person who's starting to get a little bit of anxiety and pressure in your chest about your books, please, please head over, at least have a conversation with Marilee. Her website is rescuemebookkeeping.com. And remember, bookkeeping has two K's. And if you're ready to unlock and unleash your superpowers, let me help with that part. Email me and let me know what it would mean for your business if you could give up focusing on all the things that drain you and focus instead on what you love and that really generates money for you in your business. You can reach out to me personally at alissa@daretosucceed.com. That's alissa@daretosucceed.com. And yes, I truly want to hear from you. I would love to get your email. Remember, you are uniquely poised and wired for success. As Donald Clifton said, your weaknesses will never develop, while your strengths will develop infinitely. Bye for now.